More of the state economy is opening up on Friday. Non-essential medical, dental, and veterinary services are allowed again, but it won't be business as usual. The people who own these small businesses have to consider everyone's safety and fears and deal with a mountain of paperwork tied to the coronavirus aid they got from the government. Michigan Radio's Tyler Scott reports.
Reopening a dentist office that's been closed for weeks isn't as simple as just flipping the sign that says, "Sorry, we're closed," over to "Yes, we're open." The coronavirus pandemic means businesses of all types have to think about new ways to keep customers and employees safe.
It's going to be really different.
Deborah Hiblin is a dentist and partner at her practice in Rochester Hills.
I know some dentists who are not ready to reopen yet because they don't feel comfortable. They feel like there's too much chaos. And then there's the other end of the spectrum where some people are going to be exactly back to where they were. Kind of ready or not, here we come.
Hiblin's office is in the middle. They're opening up Monday, June 1st. Hiblin says they're booking fewer appointments to make more time to clean rooms between patients and talk to patients who might have questions or concerns. For weeks, Hiblin has been working madly to stay on top of the latest public health info and find ways to pay the bills at her closed business.
But I feel like I'm 24/7, 7 days a week now. There's no break from it.
She's had to rehire employees that have been on unemployment. This week, they've been meeting to talk about safety guidelines and practicing with new personal protective equipment. Hiblin says she's worried about keeping enough PPE supplies on hand, especially gowns and N95 masks. Some offices might not open back up if they don't have the supplies they need. But Hiblin says PPE is just one piece of a broader strategy to do business safely.
There's layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of what we're doing. PPE is the first layer, and it's, you know, there's lots of other things that are just as important, if not more important.
Hiblin says they'll be screening patients who come into the office to make sure they're not sick. She's even rethinking things like where it might be safest for her workers to eat lunch. There's a lot of new safety measures she's putting into place, and groups like the Michigan Dental Association and the American Dental Association have been helping make sense of what guidelines to follow.
We really try to stay grounded in the objective science, you know, really following our CDC and ADA guidelines.
Steve Mara is the president of the MDA. Mara is also a practicing periodontist with a practice in Ann Arbor. He's slowly reopening, beginning with just a couple of appointments. He says opening at a slower pace will have dentists bringing in less revenue than they're used to. Both Mara and Deborah Hiblin have received forgivable loans through the Paycheck Protection Program meant to help small businesses pay their workers. But businesses have to spend that money within 8 weeks to get the loans fully forgiven, and they have to spend most of it on payroll. A lot of small business owners, not just in dentistry, but all fields, say they need more time and flexibility to spend PPP money without having to pay it back. That includes Mara.
I'm very thankful that they do have a PPP program. I'm glad that I was accepted. I'm glad I get the money. However, you know, it's going to be tough if we got to pay that all back because we know that business is down, you know, quite a bit. You know, we've had a couple of months with no money coming in.
Congress is working on changes to the PPP. That bipartisan legislation could make life quite a bit easier for business owners like Hiblin and Mara. How quickly these businesses bounce back still depends on a lot of things that are outside their control. Patients might feel like they can put off that checkup or that tooth cleaning. And a coronavirus resurgence could undo any of the progress these businesses make. I'm Tyler Scott, Michigan Radio News.